Kenzie Tompkins, 20,
gender,
trans female,
sexuality,
heterosexual.
Okay, so let's start with where you grew up.
I was born in Connecticut, and I was raised in Decatur, Georgia.
Okay, how did you get from Connecticut to Georgia?
Well, I was staying with my best friend and her family, and
so when you were born, you moved. Or you're saying that you moved to Georgia
Georgia when I was 16.
Okay, so before that, so when you were born in Connecticut, mm-hmm. who were you living with?
I was with my grandmother.
Okay, so do you know where your parents were?
Oh, my mom was around, but she didn't have custody of me, so my grandmother raised me.
So from birth, your mom didn't have custody?
Yeah.
Was that related to something specific, or did she just feel like your grandmother was...
To this day, I still don't know why.
You're still not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure why I was where. It's probably because of, financial reasons, and she couldn't pay for everybody to be here. Because mama has 5 kids, so...
Okay, and what number are you in the...
I'm 2. I'm the second oldest.
Okay, and do you have an older brother or sister?
Yeah, I have 2 older, 3 younger brothers.
No sisters. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so where were your brothers living?
I was living with my older brother and my older cousin in the household. And my mom was in her own place.
Okay, and what about your dad?
My father, I wasn't raised with father. My father died when I was younger. I was 9. He was a drug addict, so he wasn't in my life. I don't know too much about him.
Okay, so you didn't really have a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was it like being with your grandmother?
Horrible, no freedom, child abuse. It was just awful. It was awful.
From the earliest time that you can remember?
Yeah. I used to get blamed for everything my brother did. I used to get beat for everything he did. And it was just child abuse to the degree.
So was it just you specifically that she would abuse or the other kids?
It was me.
Too? Okay. And so what do you think, what was that about? Did she say why she targeted you? Or was
I
just...
don't know why. It was just me. Everything was all on me.
Uh-huh. And so what kind of stuff would happen? You would get into, she would get angry at you for something your brother did?
Yeah, he'll do something wrong, and then he'll go and tell my grandmother, and my grandmother believed it was me, and I get beat, and then, I'd stand in the corner for long periods of time, and no freedom, no nothing. I didn't have a childhood when I was younger.
So when you're saying no freedom, meaning that she kept you in the house, uh-huh. All the time?
All the time.
What about going to school?
I went to school, came back, and I was in the room all day. I didn't come out unless I had to use the bathroom or eat. Mm-hmm.
So you were allowed, though, to eat with the family?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. And so what would you do when you were in the room?
If I wasn't on punishment, which I was always on punishment, I'd probably play the toys that we had. We used to play school and stuff like that. What types of things we used to do when I was younger.
With your
my cousin and my brother, yeah.
Okay, so you played with them.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a good relationship?
Yeah. Unless we were fighting over Lego pieces.
Right, so typical typical sibling
stuff.
Did they stick up for you when your grandmother was treating you again? No.
No, my grandmother was the power of the family. She was the order of the family, so.
So you're saying that they didn't stick up for you because they were afraid of her?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And did you tell anybody that she wasn't treating you well?
Everybody knew, but I'm young. And I mean, I really, everybody knew. I didn't have to say nothing. But I'm the type of person where, when things happen or anything, I don't vent about it. It's just, that's why I go through so much, because everything just is piles up inside of me and piles up and piles up. When I was younger, I was going through counseling. And, I used to hate counseling. And, I don't know how make your life better is to talk about what you go through, because for me, when I talk about it, it makes me think about it, and then that makes me feel worse and worse and worse. My mom used to fight, and I used to have to fight. I used to sit there, and I used to tell my mom, I'm going in here, and I used to sit there for a whole hour. And I told her, I'll go in there, and I'm not going to say nothing to this person, and I'm just going to sit there. And we just going to sit there for a whole hour, and I wouldn't say nothing. Sometimes I would say something, sometimes I wouldn't, but I had a, you know what I'm saying, I liked it